Peah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis. Even though the previous Mishnah said that there was no shiur for Peah, there's no set amount, however, we're going to see that midrabanan there is. As the Mishnah says, Ein pochasin lepeah, we do not give any less an amount of a field for Peah, for leaving for the poor person, mishishim, than a 60th. It has to be at least a 60th. Again, that's going to be only a dindrabanan. As the Mishnah itself says, Va'afal pi sha'amru, even though they said in the previous Mishnah, Ein la peah shir, that a peah does not have a shir, but again, midrabanan, has a shir of a 60th. However, the Mishnah continues and says that even a 60th does not always suffice, because there are other factors that have to be factored in, and that is as follows. Hakol ufi godol hasada, it's all based on the size, the bigness, the largeness of the sada, of the field, ulufi rov ha'aniyim, and according to the amount, the massive amount of aniyim, that is, means to say that if you have a very large field and you have very few poor people, so then you can give the amount that the Chachamim said. You have a large field and you have not so many poor people, so then you give a 60th. However, but if your field is smaller and there's a lot of aniyim, so there's a great need, so then you may need to add onto the share of 1/60th in order there should be some benefit to the aniyim, to the poor people. Finally, the Mishnah says, Ulifi rov ha'anava, which means according to the bracha, the blessing that is found in the produce. And that is to say, sometimes even a small field can give of a great amount of produce, depending on how good a year it is. You have a bumper crop. And that means to say that if you've had bracha in the sada, you should, even if you don't have so many aniyim, but you should add to the amount and give the aniyim with a more open hand than just the 60th, because of the bracha that Hashem has given you.